In order for us to move forward, it is important to have a sober assessment of the political terrain. It is equally important, however, that we do not fall into the trap of defeatism and demobilization. We do not need to put our hopes into the lesser of two evil political parties. We do not need to compromise our larger vision for a series of short-term reforms. As Robin D.G. Kelly writes, we still need freedom dreams. We still need revolution. What this revolution would look like is still far from clear. Like many of today's social movements around the globe, we have rejected the notion of the vanguard party structure as a means to liberate ourselves, as well as the path of social democracy and electoral politics. There's indeed no paved road to revolution, but many unbeaten trails that we've yet to walk. Past attempts at revolution have shown us that true freedom and liberation cannot be imposed nor granted from above. They must grow from grassroots organizations of people controlling and running their own communities, schools, workplaces, and lives. Therefore, at Left Turn, like much of the global justice movements, we commit ourselves to democratic and non-hierarchical organizing as a core building block for any truly radical change.
Common values, common goals, and different people are all actually pretty loaded terms that can obscure a lot, and I think that's kind of what brought us to this table.
So a lot of mistakes that we made in the 50s and the 60s, not only was supporting movements overseas, but supporting those movements right here within the United States. When Elvis Cheever and others asked the leaders of the people who were the Congo, what was the best way that we over here could help them, they said, do your own struggle.
Is being political going out there and marching, you know, or picketing, or is being political, you know, the way you think about childcare?
You know, I think there's a lot of lefty tourism that goes on. But not enough work.
This image of the quote-unquote immigrant got painted also from like this revolutionary movement that you visited before to like somebody who was just this needy person. Those not-for-profits were able to dominate resources, dominate visibility.
Those of us who want to be in solidarity have to see our own faiths here as inextricably tied to the faiths of people abroad.
So let's say we win the revolution tomorrow. How the fuck are we gonna do this? Like, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna do education? We know it's messed up right now, all we can do is talk about it, but how would we do it ourselves? You know? How would we do healthcare? How would we do childcare? You know, we're so good at trying to point out how the institutions are doing it wrong, but we don't have the time to develop that. Folks are doing that now and are learning through that process.
What is this impulse that we have to have the answer? To have it marketed nicely and neatly and to start disseminating it. And what does it mean to not have that? And to be coming in contact with folks that are saying, actually, what is interesting is the conversations that we're having.
Getting hit with all this analysis around white supremacy and patriarchy and heterosexism and all these things was a devastating experience. I went from thinking I was the shit, thinking I ain't shit.
And for me, self-determination means that if you don't have a culture, get together with those who do have one and become their friends and become a citizen.
A bunch of structure, the prison industrial complex, and the whole structure that allows for military excursions is built on this notion of punitive justice and this notion of security that can only be achieved through this punitive justice.
Self-determination only means that you have a right to self-determination, a human right to self-determination, to determine how you are to live your life.
To be part of a collective, I mean, that was a really big transition because I had been, you know, I was raised here in the United States and had always subscribed to this hierarchical offending, that vertical model that, you know, also implies that you may have to step on others to go up the rung.
What would it mean to create our lives in a way that we are truly disinvesting from this society and building something
black
new?
Black liberation, black power, self-determination for black people. That's my number one concern. For me, that makes me a nationalist to this day. Even though most of us know I'm an anarchist, I'm still hopeful. There's a contradiction that's okay. But it's just that my nationalism is not about grabbing the nation's state.
It's about creating, helping to create conditions so black people can be free.
We have to be open to the idea that solidarity doesn't mean kind of adopting or enlisting one strategy over the other and then having these endless line struggles over which strategy is best, but really being open to the possibility that local communities are going to naturally have distinct strategies and tactics, and we can learn and apply different ones at different times.
Reshifting how we do the solidarity and kind of put ourselves more in the learner position is so important.
The challenge for us is not to simply keep pointing out how bad everything is for people. We have to be capable of building movements that those people actually want to be a part of and feel like they can help shape. For our part, we will continue to provide forums for cross-movement dialogue, debate, and analysis. And we hope that over the years, Left Turn will continue to be a resource to this movement of movements, reflecting and encouraging relevant revolutionary politics and visions in the struggle for a better world.
Not everyone has a culture. And for me, self-determination means that if you don't have a culture, get together with those who do have one and become their friends and become a citizen.